Translation as follows. The sage had a son who was very powerful. Being a Brahmana's son, while he was playing with inexperienced boys, he heard of his father's distress, which was occasioned by the king. Then and there, the boy spoke as follows. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Purport as follows. Due to Maharaj Parikshit's good government, even a boy of tender age who was playing with inexperienced boys could become as powerful as qualified Brahmana. This boy was known as Sringi, and he achieved good training in Brahmacharya by his father, so that he could be as powerful as Brahmana, even at that age. But because the age of Kali was seeking an opportunity to spoil the cultural heritage of the four orders of life, the inexperienced boy gave a chance for the age of Kali to enter into the field of Vedic culture. Hatred of the lower orders of life began from this Brahmana boy under the influence of Kali, and thus cultural life began to dwindle day after day. The first victim of Brahminical injustice was Maharaj Parikshit, and thus protection given by the king against the onslaught of Kali was slackened. Om Ajnanati Virandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chachyudram Militam Yena Asmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Soyam Rupa Kalamayam Tadati Swapadantika Dandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagradatam Sahaganam Raghunathanutam Tam Sajivam Sadvitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanutamcha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatmate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kantana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Taruvyascha Kripa Sindhuvyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, dear devotees, thank you so much for giving me an opportunity. When the request came to me, I was thinking that I'm not qualified to give a talk, but I could not deny the request, the service. So before I speaking, I would like to seek
blessings from the assembled devotees. The assembled devotees in Bhaktivedanta Manor temple room and elsewhere, online, wherever. I will try to present, rather than calling it class or talk, I would like to make humble submission. I would like to submit my few words based on my little realization, little reading, little understanding, and whatever I say, I hope that is pleasing to you and to their lordship, Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda, Sri Sri Gauranitai, and Sri Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, Srila Prabhupada. So, I would like to once again read the translation. The sage had a son who was very powerful. Being a Brahmana's son, while he was playing with inexperienced boys, he heard of his father's distress, which was occasioned by the king. Then and there, the boy spoke as follows. So that's the verse for today. Before I speaking, I would like to talk about duo. We have doors everywhere in the houses, buildings. Recently, I was listening to one of the talks given by His Grace Sutapa Prabhu. And he said, when Krishna closes one door, he opens another. That's amazing. I found that's, wow, that's amazing. So, in this this chapter of Bhagavatam brings us the context of some unpleasant situation happening to Parikshit Maharaj. He was the emperor of the whole world. Then also, this unpleasant situation later unfolds, leads to a great treasure of Srimad Bhagavatam being spoken by Shukadev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj and to the assembled saintly personalities. Probably in the history of Vedic civilization, that could be the biggest sangha. Nowadays, we have sanghas in every houses and devotees' houses. So that could be the biggest sangha, most important sangha. So Sutapa Prabhu rightly said, Krishna, when he closes one door, he opens another door. And please forgive me, I would like to just close the curtain a little bit, sunlight coming this way. Thank you so much. Back to the door. Sutapa Prabhu rightly said, and I was impressed by that, although I get impressed by all the talks, all the devotees' talks, everything devotees said. So here, Krishna closed one door that was his earthly life in the material world. Krishna is going to close, going to end, and Krishna will give the opportunity to Parikshit Maharaj to go back to the spiritual world after hearing the Bhagavatam for 7 nights, 7 days. And when we think more, it seems that Krishna not only closes the door, he closes the bad door and opens the good door. That's my simple analogy. So every time Krishna opens a door, that door is good door. Although we may not be able to perceive it. We may not be able to understand it. We may ask, why Krishna, why this happening? So why it was good door? Why a good door opened to Parikshit Maharaj? The evidence is Srimad Bhagavatam, for example, itself. And I would like to refer a shloka from Canto 12, Chapter 6, Text 2. Parikshit Maharaj, after hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, says, Raju Vacha, Siddhosmyanu Grihitosmi Bhavata Karunatmana Shravito Yachame Sachyadana Dini Dhanu Harihi. So, Siddhosmi. I'm fully successful. Siddhosmi. Parikshit Maharaj is saying, Siddhosmi. Asmi, I am. Siddho means fully successful. Parikshit Maharaj said that after hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Anugrihita. Parikshit Maharaj says, it is a great mercy shown upon me. Parikshit Maharaj is saying that. And he says, Bhavata Karunatmana. Bhavata, by your good self, Parikshit Maharaj is saying to Sukadev Goswami, Bhavata Karunatmana. Who are Karunatmana? Karuna means mercy. Karuna, who are full of mercy? You are full of mercy, Parikshit Maharaj is saying. And Parikshit Maharaj says, you have described it orally to me, Sravita, Sravan, Sravita. You have described it orally to me. And Anadi Nidano Hari. Anadi means, what have you described? You have described, Anadi means, who has no beginning. Krishna does not have Anadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. Krishna doesn't have beginning. You have told me about that Anadi personality who does not have beginning. Adi means starting, beginning. Anadi means no beginning at all. And Nidhana, no end. He does not have end as well. And Harihi, that Harihi, the Supreme Personality of God. You have told me about it. So the translation is, Maharaj Parikshit said, I have now achieved the purpose of my life because a great and merciful soul like you has shown such kindness to me. You have personally spoken to me this narration of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari, who is without beginning or end. So that was Parikshit Maharaj saying to Srila Sukadev Goswami. Definitely, it proves that Krishna closed the door of less advantage and opened the door of big, the most advantage door. So the unexpected situation, misfortune, material sufferings are bad if we perceive them based on the face value. Everything has face value and the real value. If we perceive the material distress and suffering based on the face value, they look bad to us. But if we perceive them, if we have jnana through Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, and if we perceive them, that can lead to better opportunity. We get Krishna Bhakti. So that is the real value. So any unfavorable situation can be used for Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj did that. He used that unfavorable situation for Krishna. This is a lesson for us. Rather than questioning to Krishna, why this happened to me? Next, I would like to talk a little bit about how would a master feel if his subordinate ignore him. It is related to this context, this chapter, this shloka, I believe. If I come home and I'm tired, I'm thirsty. I had a bad day outside. And I ask for a glass of water to my wife or to my son. Can I have a glass of water, please? And they seem to be ignoring me. No response, nothing. Probably they might be reading some book or doing something or not doing anything, but I get ignored. How would I feel? How would I feel? I would not feel very good. I would not feel very pleased. Devotees may think, okay, this is Krishna's mercy. I can help a glass of water myself. But anyway, I want some reciprocation. We are personalist. We are not impersonalist. We need some reciprocation, some dealing, some etiquette. And the same thing happened to Maharaj Parikshit. He is the emperor of the entire world. So, because he was the emperor, everything is owned by him, everything in the world. He is the leader, he is the emperor, he is the owner, in a way. And everyone is his subordinate under the king. And he has the right to get a glass of water or anything, whatever he wanted. He would not ask something unfairly. So it is his right. But he could not get it, and it is obvious he got affected a little bit there. But it can be expressed in another way as well. Krishna orchestrated whole scenario, whole drama to unfold Srimad Bhagavatam. It can be interpreted in another way as well. But after all, Parikshit Maharaj was the leader, owner of everything in the world. So it's natural for Parikshit Maharaj to feel that way. Now, I would like to end this little bit explanation here. I would like to move to another topic. Bhagavatam is amazing. In this chapter itself, there is a context of a boy cursing Parikshit Maharaj, which will come later. We will wait for that. So this chapter, Prabhupada entitles the chapter Parikshit Maharaj. So Parikshit Maharaj was cursed by a boy, Brahmana boy. Prabhupada didn't even mention the boy's name in the title. So it seems a little bit, the boy, who cares boy, that insignificant boy, something like that. That's what I feel. Bhagavatam, I would like to say Bhagavatam is so amazing. It's Grantharas, it's a ripened fruit, it removes our anarthas if we serve it daily by hearing, by reading, through devotees. So it's amazing. That's another thing. But it's not not boring at all. It's full of rasas. Here we talk about Sringi as well in this chapter. The Rishi's son came to know about this. He went mad with anger and uttered a curse against the king, which will come later. What was the curse? It will come later. And his son was so well-trained Brahmana. He was well-trained Brahmana. He was just a small boy. And I'd like to bring up another context. As we know, Krishna consciousness is not a boring, dull philosophy. It's full of activities, rasas, interest. Of course, it gives us the highest perfection. And similarly, Bhagavatam is also full of rasas, as said before. And I get struck with wonder. I'm sure everybody does. Even people like me get struck with wonder when we read Bhagavatam. On the one hand, there is a story of Sringi, who even cursed Brahmana Bhui. And on the other hand, there are boys like Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, who were young child and who were amazing devotees. Prahlad Maharaj said, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atma Nivedanam. Such wonderful nectars, realizations giving us by Prahlad Maharaj. He was Bhagavatam. We have boy like that. We have Dhruva in young child when he saw the Lord. He said, I don't want Lord anything. You have given me the opportunity to take your darshan. Why do I want broken glasses? Whereas I have got the real pearl, real treasure. We have boys like that. And here is a boy, Sringi. So Srimad Bhagavatam is quite amazing in that way. Boys, some boys are like that, exalted, and some boys are like that. And interestingly, there are many examples of curses. One very famous example is Narada ji. He cursed, I believe it's Narada, he cursed Nalakubera and Manigrave. And they became Yamalarjuna tree in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, and Krishna liberated them. We don't go too much in detail. So that is one curse. Another curse is in Ramayana. There is a story of Gautama Rishi. When Indra was so much afraid of the spiritual advancement of Gautama Rishi, he wanted to influence Gautama Rishi in a bad way. So when Gautama Rishi went to river to take a bath, that time Indra appeared there in the disguise of Gautama Rishi, and he had illicit relationship with Gautama Rishi's wife. Gautama Rishi's wife Ahalya also knew it is Indra coming as Gautama Rishi, but she also did not mind the company of Indra. And Gautama Rishi found out, without going too much in detail, Gautama Rishi found out. He cursed Indra. He cursed Ahalya. I don't know what happened to Indra. Indra lost a part of his body due to that curse. But I don't go too much in detail. For Ahalya, due to that curse of her husband, she turned into a big stone. But Gautama Rishi also had a blessing within that curse. One day in Treta Yuga, when Lord Ram comes and touches this stone, you will regain your body. When Lord Ram finally came in Treta Yuga, touched the stone, Ahalya had turned into a stone due to the curse, and Ahalya regained her body. She was free from lust and all the anarthas. She joined her husband. So in curse, when great people, when Krishna arranges something, some curse, anything, there is a blessings as well. So Krishna's superior hand is everywhere behind whatever going on. And getting bewildered. Here we have read that already in this chapter, Parikshit Maharaj was bewildered. Krishna bewildered Arjuna to reveal Bhagavad Gita. Krishna bewildered, here arranged, orchestrated this scenario for Parikshit Maharaj so that he can get Srimad Bhagavatam. He can hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Shukadev Goswami. And similarly, Krishna also created situation like that to Narada ji. When Narada, in his previous life, Narada was a young boy, and his mother went to milk cow, and she was bitten by a snake. She lost her body. So that poor young boy, it looks like a very sympathetic situation. We don't want Vaishnavas to happen like that, but that boy, he had nobody else rather than surrendering fully to Krishna. So Krishna creates that thing, things like that. Similarly, in Ramayana also, the author of Ramayana, Valmiki Rishi, was bewildered. Narada ji came and told about Lord Ram to Valmiki Rishi, and Valmiki Rishi, then after listening from Narada ji left. Valmiki Rishi went to river Tamasa to take a bath with his disciple Bharadwaja Rishi. Then what happened? When he was there at the bank of the river, he looked up. On the tree were a pair of birds, crane, long neck, a bird. Cranes are the birds with long neck, long legs, as far as I understand. Pair of the couple, married couple birds on the tree, and they were having intimate relationship. Suddenly there comes a Nishada hunter. He shoots the arrow to the bird, to these birds, and the arrow pierces through the male bird. Male bird suddenly falls down on the ground. A Vaishnava being paradukha-dukhi, Valmiki Rishi saw this, all this. How would he feel? Valmiki Rishi got furious at that hunter. And he cursed. He cursed that, oh, merciless hunter, may you never get peace of mind. May you never get a peace ever again. Valmiki Rishi cursed. He was furious. The hunter got scared. He left that place immediately. But then Valmiki Rishi got surprised. When he was uttering the curse, he uttered four lines of a shloka. Four lines. It was like a shloka. It was four lines. Each line had eight syllables. How could it be? Sorry, my screen was minimized. I thought I lost the screen. So how could it be possible? I was so angry. I was cursing. But when I was uttering the curse, four lines of shloka appeared. Each line had eight syllables. How amazing. Valmiki Rishi was also surprised. Right then, Brahmaji appeared in the scene. And Brahmaji says, "Don't worry, Valmiki Rishi. This happened by my arrangement, so that now you have to start writing Ramayana." So that was another bewilderment. So if something is to happen, there is something, bewilderment, cursing. For these are the examples. Curses taking place, bewilderment taking place in the scriptures to bring the scriptures, to reveal the scriptures for ordinary people. Krishna could have brought everything directly without anything, but Krishna wants to make us interested. He wants us to be attracted through the stories. We can better get attracted with the scriptural knowledge. So, back to our context in this chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam was unfolded with the curse. Then, let's talk a little bit about getting angry, Sringi getting angry with Parikshit Maharaj. Let's say, okay, Parikshit Maharaj made a small mistake. Is it right to release Brahmastra for being 5 minutes late in Sangha meeting? Is that proper, appropriate punishment? No, I don't think so. So in the same way, Parikshit Maharaj was given too much as a curse. So being angry, is why it happens. I would like to refer to some text from Prabhupada's book, Beyond Birth and Death, small book. And in chapter one, that book, the chapter one is entitled, We Are Not This Body. And Prabhupada writes there, all feelings of distress and happiness are due to the body. Under certain conditions, the body and mind feel happiness and distress. So when we try to identify ourselves as bodies, then as body and mind, we get influenced by bodily situations, mental situations, and we happen to act improperly. Another amazing thing is in Bhagavatam, as we said, as today's text says, Tejasvi, the Sringi Rishi, Brahmana's son, was Tejasvi. Tejasvi means very powerful. It may not be bodily strength, but they have strength, superhuman strength, subtle strength. They can do bodily strength. It doesn't matter. By just uttering words, they can make something happen. One person can lose the life due to that words, due to that curse. That is the power. That is being Tejasvi. Sringi was Tejasvi. Thanks to Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj's good government. And due to Parikshit Maharaj's good government, Sringi was well-trained, as mentioned in the shloka today, today's shloka. He was well-trained by his father in Brahminical culture, in Brahminical way. He was well-trained. He was, the boy Sringi was powerful thanks to Parikshit Maharaj. But what did he do? What did Sringi do? Did he ever realize that? It was thanks to Parikshit Maharaj, I should not do this much. I should not go to this limit. He didn't think. This quite abnormal situation there. Srila Prabhupada in Beyond Birth and Death so says that theoretical knowledge that we are not these bodies will not be sufficient. It will not do. So we have to be able to apply, we are not these bodies. We are the spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna, Jivera Swarupa Hoya, Krishna Ranityatas. Sringi got affected by bodily concept. Although he was powerful, he got affected by bodily concept. And he couldn't control his anger, his arrogance. How he was arrogant, the forthcoming verses will explain. We will have to wait for the future near classes in near future. I would like to relate to one conversation, room conversation of Srila Prabhupada in 26 December 1976. It was in Bombay. Srila Prabhupada said, everyone has got some talent. And so Prabhupada quotes a phrase, so karmana tama abhyarcha, from Bhagavad Gita 1846. Srila Prabhupada quotes, that is wanted. Whatever talent you have got, you can utilize for Krishna. So whatever talent you have got, we have got, we have to utilize for Krishna. Whatever situation we have got, we have to use for Krishna. That is the example shown by Parikshit Maharaj. And that was the example shown by Srila Prabhupada himself. And according to Srila Prabhupada, we are meant to use whatever talent we have got. And I also find something very strange happening in this chapter. Firstly, Sringi got the opportunity from Parikshit Maharaj. Thanks to Parikshit Maharaj, he became Tejasvi. He got so angry, furious at Parikshit Maharaj for a minor mistake. And on the other hand, when Parikshit Maharaj was ready, as we already read, he was ready to kill Kali. Kali surrendered to Parikshit Maharaj, asked for shelter. It is a Kshatriya policy of king to pardon, to forgive. And Parikshit Maharaj gave him 5 places to reside to Kali. And now what Kali is doing is using Sringi. Through Sringi, he's trying to finish Parikshit Maharaj. This is another anomaly, abnormal situation. It's a great nature of Vaishnava. Parikshit Maharaj didn't want to retaliate. This Kali is doing this to me. I forgave him. Now let me show him how powerful I am. He didn't do like that. He accepted, he tolerated. When we tolerate people like me, when I tolerate something, I might have some grudges, some reservation. I tolerate with pain in heart. Outside, I might be laughing. But Parikshit Maharaj genuinely accepted the situation. Her Grace Urmila Mataji said, if we don't use whatever talent we have got, that is like stabbing Krishna on his back. Do we want to stab? I'm asking this for myself. I'm telling this myself more than anybody. Do I want to stab Krishna on his back by not using whatever talent I have got? After all the talents, all the resources, everything comes from Krishna, and we have to use it for Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita chapter 10, text 8, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate. I am the source of all spiritual, material worlds. Everything emanates from me. Krishna says that. And similarly in Ishopanishad, Isa vasyam idam sarvam, yat kincha jagatyam jagat, tena tyaktena bhunjita, ma grida kasya svidhanam. So everything belongs to Lord. Our money, our property, our talent, our intelligence. Even this, when I was preparing this talk, I was thinking, if Krishna doesn't want, although I prepared, if Krishna wanted, he could have made me ill. And I could have phoned the devotees, sorry, I can't attend this talk. Anything could have happened. So is it thanks to me? It is thanks to Krishna. So, isa vasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena bhunjita ma grida kasya svitya. We have to only accept whatever is our share. We must not be greedy, and everything belongs everything belongs to Krishna, the Supreme Lord, and we have to use for his service. Our houses, our job, in whatever way. I'm a grihastha, so I'm talking from that perspective. Our family members, are they for my enjoyment? Out of false misunderstanding, I think they are for my pleasure. No, we have to engage them for Krishna's service. Even difficulties, sufferings, misfortunes may come, and we still utilize that for Krishna's pleasure. One day when I was having a bad day, I picked my wife on the way. What can I do right now to please Krishna? Then luckily that day, I don't do all this all the time, but that day I started chanting Hare Krishna slowly. As soon as I said, what can I do to please Krishna now in this upset, disappointed situation? When I started chanting, within 2 minutes, I became fresh, happy. This is the example. But you devotees have got better experience, better ideas about it. You have realized, and you know, what do I need to tell you about this? So there are another point that I find interesting in the scriptures. As we know, Krishna consciousness is an unlimited package of interesting things, rasas, mellows, taste. Another interesting thing I would like to bring up is father being killed by the authority, and how the sons did after that. Firstly, Prahlad Maharaj's father Hiranyakashipu was killed by the Lord, the Supreme Lord. Prahlad Maharaj continued being a good devotee. He was Mahabhagavata. Secondly, Bali was, in Ramayana, King Bali was killed by Lord Ram. Bali's son Angad still became sincere servant of Lord Ram. Rather, he became servant of Lord Ram. Sugriva was servant of Lord Ram, and Angad became servant of Sugriva. That is even better. So even very good, even better. As yesterday's speaker, His Grace Revati Nandana Prabhu said, you have to become a devotee of devotee. That was so beautiful. So Sangada became the servant of Sugriva for the pleasure of Lord Ram, although Angad's father was killed by Lord Ram. The authority can punish. And Roma Harsana was killed by Lord Balaram. And Roma Harsan's son, Suta Goswami, still continued with spiritual service. He was Mahabhagavata Suta Goswami. And there are so many events like that. Here, then Sringi, when the authority, like Parikshit Maharaj, he's an emperor, he's an authority. When he punished Samika Rishi, the father of Sringi Rishi, and Sringi, as he was a child, although he was Tejasvi, powerful, but he was a child, and he cursed. Sorry for bringing the topic cursing, that, but that comes later. But he was angry. Sringi became angry at Parikshit Maharaj. He was in wrath, completely furious against Parikshit Maharaj. He didn't accept, whereas Angada, Bali's son Angada, Hiranyakashipu's son Prahlad, Roma Harsan's son Suta Goswami, they accepted the Supreme Lord, they accepted the authority. Authority can do whatever they want. It is our duty to fulfill the order. in temple, there might be temple authority saying something. They may make decision. It may sound a little bit odd, strange to us. If possible, we have to abide by that. The rules, we have to abide. But if there is something misunderstanding, or if the authority tells me to come today, right now I'm in Birmingham, if the authority tells me to be in the temple within the half an hour, it may not be possible. In that case, authority, they are nice devotees anyway. They will understand, Prabhu, Mataji, I'm in Birmingham now, I can't come. So, but when the authority makes some rules, they do some actions, it is dangerous going against their decision. So we can see the examples of Sringi, we can see the examples of Prahlad Maharaj, we can see from the examples of Angada. This anger is very dangerous thing. Somebody who was not even a devotee, he said, anger is madness for us. Temporary madness. When you are angry, we are angry. We lose the intelligence. Actually, many, many, many centuries ago, rather than that, the eternal science, spiritual science, Bhagavad Gita says about it. Lord Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Kama esha, krodha esha, rajo guna samudbhava, mahashano mahapapma, vidde na miham vairina. It is lost only Arjuna, which is born of contact with the material mode of passion and later transformed into wrath, and which is all devouring sinful enemy of this world. Lust is our enemy. If we have to be angry, rather be angry for Krishna, like Hanuman burned whole Lanka. He became angry. Arjuna became angry on the battlefield to fight for Krishna. He used anger. That is good use of anger. We don't have to be, okay, one may say, I haven't got Lanka, I'm not Hanuman, I'm not fighting on the battlefield. How can I use anger? Yes, we can use. When the alarm clock goes off in the morning, early in the morning, our laziness may not want to switch off the alarm and get up. Our lazy mind may want to keep lying on the bed. So at that time, we can be angry with our laziness. No, stupid mind, I'm going to get up. This is wonderful day. I'm going to take shower, chant the holy name of Lord, and do some bhajans. So maybe I may read something from the scriptures. No, you stupid lazy mind, go away. We have to be angry with our lazy mind. We have to be angry with our lusty desires. We have to be angry with our anarthas. We can be angry against our own uncontrolled mind is our enemy. We can be angry with it. And there are ways, there are etiquettes to use anger in public. For example, if some temple, let's say temple is getting closed by some government, then devotees use that anger in a proper way. They don't use the anger in a mad way, but they use anger to save the temple in a proper way. In a proper way, without losing the anger. Sorry, without losing the intelligence, you can use the anger for the service of Krishna. Rather than, if we become angry for our sense gratification, for our pleasure, for our happiness, that is not good. But if we use the anger like Hanuman did, Arjuna did, and so many others did, even today they do, that is very good, using anger for Krishna. Sringi, he used the anger. Parikshit Maharaj did that to my father. He must be He must not be left alone. That was Sringi's conception. Sometimes when devotees get angry, it might be external. It may not be genuine. It might be the influence of something, material nature of Krishna. Devotees are influenced by Krishna, and that was meant to happen to me. What should I think on that? What should be my attitude? What should be my mood? My prayer is that I pray to Krishna, if that happens to me, maybe straight away I may be able to take it as an opportunity to practice Trinadapi Sunichena, Karurapi Shahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. If out of, I may see that as anger, whatever dealing comes from devotee, I may see that as anger, I may see that as an insult, and I may see that as something inappropriate. But I pray to Krishna, it is my prayer, Krishna, if that sort of situation comes, please make me able to practice. That is the test. If we read the teachings, lessons, and if I fail to practice, what's the point? So it's my prayer to Krishna. Krishna, please, if that sort of situation comes, let me use it. Let me use it as a test. So then we can get mercy from Krishna. This is, rather than saying this to other devotees, I'm telling this to myself. Sometimes, Guru Maharaj may be angry. We must not straight away be judgmental. Vajo Vegam, Manasa, Krodha Vegam. That applies to me, not for Guru Maharaj, not for other devotees. That's how I believe we have to see. Guru Maharaj, when he shows false anger, that is for our own benefit. Is mother really angry with a child? Was Mother Yashoda genuinely angry with her son? It was external. They, even if they become angry, it is to improve their children. Parents become angry. In the same way, Guru Maharaj, he may show false anger. When conditioned souls become angry, that's it. That's it for whole life. They will seek the opportunity to take revenge. Guru Maharaj, devotees, Vaishnavas, they show false anger, and it is for our benefit. Kali influenced, as we have seen in the recent verses of Bhagavatam, Kali in the 18th chapter, Kali influenced Sringi to go against Parikshit Maharaj. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, the hatred against the lower orders of civilization started, Brahmanas hating Kshatriyas. Her Grace, Urmila Mataji said, there has to be good harmony among every Varnas, between Shudra, Vaishya, Kshatri, Brahmana, etc. There has to be good harmony. And Urmila Mataji goes on explaining that. Similarly, we have to be living in harmony with Krishna. We must not go against the harmony. Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. In society, there must be cooperation. Without cooperation between Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, society cannot flourish. That's why Srila Prabhupada said, in ISKCON, stay in ISKCON, cooperate each other, cooperate with other devotees, cooperate with authority, and stay in ISKCON, and you will please me. That's what Srila Prabhupada said. So this is very important to cooperate. This is another lesson I could take from this purport, today's purport and shloka. So Kali used Sringi. Kali used Sringi to go against Parikshit Maharaj. This is the symptom of Kali. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, there is a big list of faults in Kali Yuga. And one of the faults was, people will be happy when they practice the occupation of stealing, being thieves, theft. They will be proud for being theft. This, when I read this, I found this quite, yes, it already happened. I have one example. Sometimes ago, there was a census in Nepal taken by government, and some people in a village, they mentioned their occupation as theft. Stealing, robbing is their occupation. That's what they mentioned. But still, police or authority could not do anything because they didn't have any proof. But they openly mentioned theft is their occupation. Already happened in Nepal. Already happened in Nepal or whatever, wherever. Already happening. So in Kali Yuga, there are so many faults. And it is said that a cow will be turned into a body as big as a goat. So many faults. So how can we overcome the influence of Kali? The recommendation is given in Bhagavatam. As soon as we forget Krishna, we will be influenced by Kali. Like Kali influenced Sringi, Kali influenced Parikshit Maharaj, we will be influenced and we happen to follow the wrong path. So the solution, one solution is, as given in the Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Prasa Pranashanam Pranam Dukha Samasa Tam Namani Harim Param. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya. By chanting the holy name of that personality, we can be free from all the sinful reactions. So then in Srimad Bhagavatam it says, Kalera Dosha Nide Rajan Astiha Eka Mahana Guna Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sankar Param Braja. Kalera Dosha Nide Rajan. Kali has so many faults, as much as the water in the ocean. But only the way is Kirtanada Eva Krishnasya, chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. Param Mukta Sangha, that will liberate you. Param Sangha and Mukta Sangha, Param Brajit, you will attain the supreme abode. Sorry, I went a little bit over time. I will end here. Thank you so much for allowing me to talk. And if there is any comments, corrections, please let me know.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. It was very nice to hear how these doors can be transformed into open into a new door, how all curses that come to the life of Vaishnava are divine arrangement and opportunity for deepen our bhajan and our seva to Krishna. In that regard, there's a little question that came. Hare Krishna, dear Prabhu, how can we use our distress for Krishna's service, especially mental disturbance? How can we use this distress for Krishna's service?
Wow, devotees ask such beautiful question. I will answer best on my realization. As devotees, we must not be carried away by depression, mental disturbances. If we focus on ourselves, me, my, something happened to me. I had this loss. I faced this insult. Mr. So-and-so did not treat me properly. Somebody suffered from something in my family. All these things, bother us. While trying to overcoming, improving those situations, if there is nothing to improve, then the best to accept as Krishna's mercy. And Krishna, what can I do in this regard? Prabhupada, I would like to give one example of Srila Prabhupada. When devotees were distributing books, I believe in Australia, the Australian government police were against the devotees and they were going to put the devotees in prison. And devotees wrote to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, either we have to pay big amount of fine or we have to go to prison. Prabhupada wrote back, why pay fine? Go to prison, chant the holy name of Lord Krishna. So there is opportunity. So as soon as we turn to Krishna, Krishna is the ocean of pleasure. And we get pleasure, we get happiness, we get peace. Bhaktaram yajna tapasam sarva loka maheswaram. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita chapter 5. So we have to, yena kena prakarena, by hook or crook, we have to see, we have to use our intelligence. How can I use that opportunity for Krishna? By chanting, by talking about another Bhagavata, another Vaishnava, by glorifying Vaishnava. If a Vaishnava, if we are not happy with Vaishnava, as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said, count what are their good things. Keep counting. Then once we know all the list of their good things, our bad things, bad feeling will vanish. So we have to use yena kena prakarena. Mentally, verbally, in bodily actions, whatever way. Mentally, there is always possible. So if we, the worst thing we a person can make is when mentally disturbed, we tell this person and we tell another person. Every time we are telling, we are reminding ourselves. We have books everywhere in iPad, phone, laptop, physical books, and online full of lectures. And we can turn to the pages of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita immediately. Possibly talk to a devotee, get guidance, talk to our Shiksha Gurus. There are so many ways, but that's all I would like to say, I believe.
Thank you. Another question asks, how can we see these challenges? So it's about the vision. How can we have the vision that they are Krishna's arrangement? How can we have this perception of a unified creative force? I don't know if you have any comments, and we'll end up with this question.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. Thank you for the question, whoever asked. This is very another question that needs deep realization, deep understanding that comes through devotion. What I would like to say, although I'm not qualified, but I would like to say, to get that vision, to understand everything, mercy of Krishna. Krishna has mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, happiness or distress, accept as being independent, neutral. Don't be affected with Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochati Nakangchati Samas Sarvesu Bhutesu Madhvaktim Lavate Param. So we have to, it is only through Jnana, through Guru Parampara. Chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita talks about the transcendental knowledge. Transcendental knowledge is very important. And Jnana gives us, makes us realize Jnana and mercy of Krishna. To get Krishna's mercy, we have to serve Krishna's devotee, Krishna's devotees, and Lord Krishna. Through mercy and Jnana, we get empowerment. Otherwise, Daivi Yesa Gudamai Mama Maya Durataya. This material nature is divine, impossible to overcome. So we need Jnana through the right sources, Guru Sadhu Shastra, guidance, and we need mercy. When we get devotees' mercy, Krishna's mercy, then we are able to go above transcend the three modes. Otherwise, there is no hope. I hope that answers both the questions.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. So we'll end up the class here today.